A federal judge in New York has thrown out a perjury indictment against a Jordanian college student who was charged with lying about whether he knew one of the September 11th hijackers. U.S. District Judge Shira Shindlin issued two sweeping opinions in which she rejected the prosecution's case and criticized the government's treatment of material witnesses. NPR's Melissa Block reports.
The case involves 21-year-old Osama Awadalla, who was living and studying in San Diego when he was arrested last September. The government began investigating Awadalla after his old phone number was found in a car belonging to one of the hijackers of American Airlines Flight 77, which crashed into the Pentagon. Awadalla was arrested as a material witness for a grand jury investigation. He was not charged with any crimes himself, but after testifying before the grand jury, he was charged with perjury for wrongly claiming that he did not know one of the hijackers, Khalid al-Midar. Awadalla spent 83 days in prison before Judge Shindlin ordered him released on bail last December. Now Judge Shindlin has ruled that Awadalla's arrest and detention were unlawful. She found that the statute which allows detention of material witnesses does not apply to grand jury proceedings. If it did, she wrote, it would, quote, pose the threat of making detention the norm and liberty the exception. Judge Shindlin's ruling is a resounding victory for Awadalla and could potentially affect other cases of material witnesses. Awadalla attorney Jesse Berman.
The judge has ruled that the law under which they swept up a lot of these people, the material witness statute, doesn't apply to grand jury situations. And to the extent that there were many other people who were similarly swept up, maybe that will free some more wrongly jailed people at this time. I hope so.
In a statement, U.S. Attorney James Comey said, "We believe the court's opinions are wrong on the fact and the law, and we are reviewing our appellate options." Judge Shindlin predicted the possibility of an appellate reversal and also issued a second opinion, dismissing Awadalla's indictment based on the facts of his specific arrest. It is a stinging rejection of the prosecution's case. Shindlin found Awadalla was coerced into consenting to a search, that he was unlawfully seized by FBI agents without probable cause, and the government agents intentionally misrepresented and omitted facts in obtaining the arrest warrant from a judge.
She's pissed off.
Andrew McBride is a former federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of Virginia.
You get the sense that she thinks the government was playing fast and loose here. I think issuing both rulings together, sort of belt and suspenders in favor of the defendant, does suggest that the judge is upset with the government and wanted to send a message.
McBride says Judge Shindlin's broad ruling on the material witness statute swims against precedent. And if it's upheld, he says, it would have a wide effect on the government's investigatory techniques. Judge Shindlin took note of the post-9/11 climate in a footnote. She cited Attorney General John Ashcroft, who said aggressive detention of material witnesses is, quote, vital to preventing, disrupting, or delaying new attacks. But the judge wrote, relying on the material witness statute to detain people who are presumed innocent under our Constitution in order to prevent potential crimes is an illegitimate use of the statute. Those words are heartening to Bill Goodman, legal director of the Center for Constitutional Rights.
God bless her. The Justice Department, since 9/11, has been engaged in a policy of finding ways to warehouse people and keep them on ICE without providing the constitutional protections that they should get. And the judge is saying, no, you can't do it.
Melissa Block, NPR News, New York.